USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There's been at least one confirmed tornado in North Texas as severe weather hits parts of the state. It happened over Fort Worth on Thursday afternoon, moving at roughly 30 miles per hour. Weather officials have also warned residents to watch out for tennis ball-sized and golf ball-sized hail amid a thunderstorm warning. Damaging wind gusts could be felt throughout the night. There are also reports of storm damage. California's drought conditions are now the best in more than 3 years.
45% of California is now out of drought status, an improvement of 18% from a week ago, and the best number since February of 2020. Only 9% of the state remains in the top three categories, including severe drought, down from 19% last week and 94% at the start of the water year in October. I'm Dave Collins.
Newly released video is showing up close how Russian jets were harassing and flying recklessly around a U.S. military drone over the Black Sea this week. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says U.S. officials said Kremlin leadership has approved the aggressive actions.
Our words and our actions speak for themselves, and similarly, Russia's inaccurate information, false information, obfuscation, grasping at straws, changing narratives also speaks for itself.
Ryder says the video the U.S. European Command released on Thursday morning was recorded by the drone's onboard camera. A federal judge in a landmark abortion case out of Texas could effectively pull the abortion pill mifepristone off the market, and depending on how the ruling shakes out, they could also pull back the authorization for the drug from 23 years ago. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the FDA is who determines drug safety, not a judge.
Decisions on what medication can be used in our country should not be determined in a court. They should be determined based on their safety, science, and the data.
A medication used to fight COVID should be fully approved, and that's what an FDA panel has said when it comes to Paxlovid. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSync. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The White House says Congress needs to act to strengthen banking regulations after the collapse of two banks. The bill would put banks with at least $50 billion in assets back under strict Federal Reserve oversight.
The Obama administration put in place tough requirements to make sure that this sort of crisis would not happen again. But unfortunately, in the last administration in 2018, some of those rolled back.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said tougher rules are necessary to prevent another failure. She added the administration's working to get a full accounting of what happened with Silicon Valley Bank, the UK government taking the big step of banning TikTok on the phones of ministers and civil servants.
This comes a few weeks after the U.S. Senate mandated that all federal employees delete the app from their government-issued mobile phones. The American government is currently threatening a nationwide ban on the Chinese-owned social media app unless its owners, ByteDance, divests it. I'm Dave Collins.
It's been 1 year now since the Federal Reserve began raising interest rates. The increase on March 16, 2022, came just weeks after the war between Russia and Ukraine began. The Fed has continuously raised rates over the last year to fight back against inflation that has not been seen in decades. However, doubts have been raised over whether the central bank will hike interest rates yet again. This comes after the collapse of those two banks in recent days and others showing signs of trouble. One Goldman Sachs economist said they no longer expect rates to be increased. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.